Valerie Plame, the outed CIA agent whose career was ended in the political battle over WMDs in Iraq a decade ago, has a new gig. She joined the CIA in 1985, specializing in nuclear proliferation, but she has put that expertise to good use as a consultant and writer of novels these days, a series of thrillers starring a young CIA officer named Vanessa Pearson, who just might be picking up where Plame left off. The latest novel is called Burned. Her hero, Vanessa, comes right out of her resume, but I wondered if it must be hard to pick a villain in these days of rapidly proliferating haters of the West.
No, and here's why. Because my expertise in the CIA was nuclear proliferation, basically making sure the bad guys do not get nuclear weapons, whether they're terrorists, rogue nation states, sundry bad guys, bad actors. So the villain in this, Boot, is based on a real character, A.Q. Khan, Pakistani nuclear black marketeer who was selling nuclear widgets to anyone who had the money. He's now under a semblance of house arrest in Pakistan. But he was truly amoral. And so at the heart of Burned is Vanessa Pearson's pursuit of Boot. And I mean, climate change and terrorists getting nuclear weapons, I think, are our two biggest problems.
What do you make of nuclear proliferation today? I mean, the old argument was that what's protecting us from sales of warheads to bad actors is the fact that the warhead is worth something. Mm-hmm. But once that warhead is sold, the intelligence for who you sold it to is actually probably worth double mm-hmm. to the Americans or to the Europeans who will pay for that information. And so no one can be certain that mm-hmm. if they buy a warhead, they're not going to be caught, you know, the next week.
Well, I wish I had that high degree of confidence. The truth is that there are 9 declared nuclear-armed states. I think we've just gotten lucky because incidents of miscalculation, mistakes, we're human after all. And we have just gotten this far since the dawn of the nuclear age in New Mexico at the Trinity site that we haven't had a terrible nuclear accident. The good news is that at the height of the Cold War in 1985, there were approximately 68,000 nuclear weapons. Now we're down to about 17,000 nuclear weapons, of which maybe 4,000 have active nuclear warheads. So we're down quite a bit, still more than enough to blow up the world as we know it. And I just think ultimately you have to drain the swamp if you're going to even consider, you know, mankind continuing.
The trend is reversing, though. The U.S. is building more. The Russians are building more. There is a quiet recreation of the nuclear manufacturing pipeline. Does that worry you?
Well, as President Eisenhower warned upon his departure from office, it's the military-industrial complex. It is huge. There's huge invested interest. Now, when President Obama pushed through and the Senate ratified the SALT II Treaty to reduce our nuclear arsenal, the cost of it was to guarantee to those, so he could get the votes, that, oh, yes, we're going to modernize and you know, make sure that our existing nuclear arsenal is everything it should be, which sounds perfectly reasonable, except you may have seen there was a story a couple weeks ago in the New York Times.
Yeah, oh, sure.
Of, you know, how, you know, in classic government fashion, it is billions of dollars over budget and it is expanded and it's gone beyond. Just maintaining our nuclear arsenal over the next decade is going to cost $1 trillion. $1 trillion. That's just the United States. I mean, I can think of a lot of other places where that money might be useful.
And is there a scenario about nuclear terrorism that you wouldn't write about because you know the details are classified?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah, I mean, this is where I worked, at that nexus of terrorism and nuclear weapons. I know for a time after 9/11, the CIA brought in or consulted with Hollywood screenwriters to say, what is the most outrageous scenario you can come up with that might actually happen? Because you do need to consider all possibilities. No, of course, I would never write about, you know, anything that's classified. But I do hope through Burned and the previous book in Blowback, I want to entertain people. I want to show a really strong female CIA heroine, and also to get people to think about this issue of nuclear proliferation, because in this time where every day we wake up and there's more Ebola hysteria or another gruesome story out of ISIS, the fact remains that the biggest threat to all of us is nuclear proliferation.
But there are scenarios you can think of
you
can't that are scary that you can't write about.
Oh, yeah.
In your next book, if you write about someone who used to work at Booz Allen who disclosed a bunch of secrets about the NSA, would that Edward Snowden-like character be a hero in your next book, or would he be a villain?
I really don't like going down that rabbit hole of villain or traitor or a whistleblower, because it really misses the point of security versus privacy in a healthy democracy. So the question I like to ask is, would you rather not know? Would you rather not know what the NSA has been doing in our name? What the problem is when you have the Director of National Intelligence lying before Congress, the just departed head of the NSA, General Keith Alexander, who has now, you know, of course, going into private business and making a whole bunch of money on what he did in the government. His motto was collect everything. And the question for the average citizen is this compatible with our values, freedom versus being kept safe? Because I'll tell you, if they're trying to give us a guarantee that there will be absolutely no terrorist attacks in the United States, honestly, I don't want to live in that society, because that means it's North Korea. There are some risks. Yes, we must be kept safe. There are people out there that truly mean existential harm to the United States of America. I'm in no way downplaying that. But at what cost?
Valerie Plame, former CIA officer and author of the new novel, Burned. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
Valerie Plame joined the CIA in 1985 and became a clandestine frontline officer in the early 1990s.